From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Obama lashes out at Trump. The message Democrats presented at their convention Wednesday night in Philadelphia was clear. Hillary Clinton is prepared to be the next president of the United States, and Donald Trump is not. President Barack Obama echoed the hopeful tone of his own campaigns for president in a speech that both highlighted accomplishments from his administration and described Clinton as the candidate in this year's race who believes the country is better when people of all backgrounds come together. He said no man or woman has ever been more qualified to be president than Clinton, who served as Secretary of State during his first term.
And now I'm ready to pass the baton and do my part as a private citizen. So this year, in this election, I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States and show the world we still believe in the promise of this great nation.
The U.S. president leveled his criticism at Republican candidate Donald Trump.
We're not a fragile people. We're not a frightful people. Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled. Our power comes from those immortal declarations first put to paper right here in Philadelphia all those years ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
This is VOA. Russia and the Syrian government say they'll open humanitarian corridors in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo on Thursday and offer a way out for opposition fighters wanting to lay down their arms, even as Syrian forces took another district from rebels in the city. The Russian announcement by Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu came as Syria's President Bashar Assad offered a general amnesty for rebels who give up their weapons and surrender to authorities over the next 3 months. Rebels and residents of Aleppo said they were deeply skeptical of the offer, and there was no immediate sign of people massing to leave the besieged parts of the city. The European Union has called the crackdown on media in Turkey worrying and warned Ankara to respect fundamental freedoms. As a candidate nation for EU membership, Turkey needs to aspire to the highest possible democratic standard and practices, including on the freedom of the media, said EU spokeswoman Maha Kocyancık. Turkish authorities have ordered dozens of media organizations shut down in the wake of the July 15th attempted coup. They've also issued warrants for the detention of 47 former executives or senior journalists of Turkey's Zaman newspaper. The EU spokeswoman called it worrying that following the entry into force of the state of emergency in Turkey, arrest warrants have been issued against a large number of journalists and a number of outlets have been shut down. Police in France have formally identified the second man involved in the brutal church attack earlier this week that left a priest dead. 19-year-old Abdel Malik Petitjean was born in eastern France and became known to authorities after he attempted to travel to Syria. Police were able to identify him after his mother provided a DNA sample. Petitjean and Abdel Karmish, also 19, stormed into the Saint-Étienne du Rouvray church in northern France during the morning mass Tuesday, slit the throat of an 86-year-old priest, and took five more people hostage. The two were both eventually gunned down by police, and one of the hostages is still in serious condition. Karmish had been awaiting trial on terror-related charges and was wearing an electronic bracelet at the time he carried out the attack. The jihadist group Islamic State released a video showing the two men holding an IS banner and pledging their allegiance to the Islamic State. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Thursday firmly rejected calls to reverse her welcoming stance toward refugees following a series of brutal attacks in her country. She told reporters assailants wanted to undermine our sense of community, our openness and willingness to help people in need. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.